You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 179 for April 1, 2019. You only get what you're big enough to take. Jimmy Hoffa Jr. supposedly said it. He is the radical attorney son of an infamous mobster boss. There is no I in team, so they say, but there is no we in there either. As for leadership, you either take it or you don't get it. Because the word for today does begin with an I, impose. Impose your will on others or you will never get the power that you want. Hoffa knows a lot more about it than you do. His daddy taught him well. You use the most inflammatory speech that you can. You vilify opponents at every opportunity. In fact, if you're a true leader, you'll create as many of those opportunities as possible. The ability to boss other people around is worth the price of your decency, a highly overrated and useless trait. Anyway, real leaders don't bother with niceties or with being liked. There's no time for that because true leaders are on a mission to get things done. And getting things done means getting your way because there is no other way. Well, not unless you want to let the idiots win by voicing opinions. And again, such nonsense, complete waste of time. Why in the world would you want to give ear to anybody lesser than you? Well, you wouldn't. So don't tolerate it. Shut it down by any means necessary. Impose. That is the only way to lead. Impose your will, impose your agenda, impose your opinions. At every turn, impose, impose, impose. Fuel this within yourself by making sure that you keep your desires high. What you want must be paramount, especially when compared to the lesser human beings that surround you. Armed with high expectations for every outcome, knowing that each outcome must be directly favorable toward you, then it's paramount that you paint others in the least favorable light possible. In fact, it's best if you are able to characterize them in ways to make yourself look best, even if the characterizations aren't quite true. It's all a means to an end. And the end is you being in charge or maintaining power. So it's worth it. Now, lest you fear that you can overdo imposing your will, pay very close attention to people. They will shrink. They won't say anything. Mostly because, well, they just want the moment to pass. Well, leverage that. Leverage that to further your agenda. After all, you know what's best. You realize these people are nothing without you. It's up to you to impose on them long enough so they come to the same wise conclusion that you have. Deploy the style of Yoda. Present yourself as the holder of all the wisdom, all the know-how. You can accelerate that dramatically if you will pay attention to the words you use. Use words like should. Use those as often as you can when you tell people what to do. Don't make suggestions. Don't make recommendations. Give orders. Issue warnings. Give directives. Now, consistency, just like everything else, consistency will pay. The longer you impose, the more power you will gain. And besides, practice makes perfect. But make the practice perfect by imposing all the time. Be relentless in your pursuit of power and authority. Ignore the naysayer. The naysayers are going to call it tyranny. Keep remembering that these people who give these criticisms, they're ninnies and without a clue as to how to get things done. You have to remind yourself that, and this isn't hard, that you are the smartest person, no matter what room you occupy. It's true, but it's up to you to display that as often as you can so you can destroy any power your adversaries may seem to garner. Think big, pursue big, and always, always, always be big enough to take whatever you want by any means necessary. If you don't, the idiots may win, and, well, we just can't let that happen. Happy April 1st. Be well, do good, grow great. Take what you want. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I credit the likes of James H. Boren and Stanley Bing for this episode. We'll be serious about things tomorrow.